countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Follow our new Weanling Watch series for expert analysis and commentary from thousands of cattle sales weekly.
Now, a new exhibition in Galway this week highlights the strong links between marine properties and medical devices. For example, slime from sponges around the Irish coastline is being studied for its anti-cancer properties. Coorum is the Science Foundation Ireland Research Centre for Medical Devices based in NUI Galway, and it's opened this public exhibition explaining how natural marine meets medicine at Galway Atlanta Quarria in Salt Hill. Lorna Siggins went along to find out more. She spoke to Dr. Noreen Burke and Maria Vittoria Mara of the Atlanta Quarria, but first, Dr. Sarah Gundy of Coorum.
Hi, I'm Sarah Gundy and I work for the Science Foundation Ireland Centre for Research and Medical Devices, otherwise known as Coorum. And we're here at the aquarium in Galway, the National Aquarium, and we just launched our new exhibit, Marine Meets MedTech. And it's all about how there's marine resources to help us heal our bodies. We're really excited about it. We've been trying to get this exhibit up and running since probably 2016. So it's been a work in progress over probably 5 years. And the message is information about ocean conservation and why it's so important to preserve ocean diversity.
As Sarah was saying, it's a couple of years in the planning. We were so excited here at the aquarium to see it finally being developed. I mean, the link between the ocean's health and our health is so important to make those connections. The visitors that come through the aquarium, you know, they're often just walking through on a nice family day out. They're here to, you know, maybe they're visiting Galway with their family, they've young children, they've come in to look at the fish or the animals. But this exhibit really gives us the opportunity for those visitors to see for themselves, you know, the importance that the ocean has in our lives on so many different levels, all the way down to our basic healthcare needs and the new innovation and technology as well for that and how it's developing for the future.
So this is where it starts. So this is explaining what Coorum does.
You can see like some of the large pieces of writing really help it to stand out, like how sponges make chemicals that can potentially treat cancer, where the largest sponges are found, and even where the animals are noted or the material, putting it down as sponges, marvellous mucus, you know, or alginates and chitosans, building blocks. So just putting in that reference there as well to kind of describe the material, the biomaterial, so that it puts it into more context, I suppose, for a visitor and makes it more relevant to them.
Right. And I love this idea, the largest sponge on record is the size of a minivan. And was discovered in 2015 near Hawaii.
Yeah, it is amazing, isn't it?
You know, it's very close to home. Like if you were to see a video of what it's like underwater around the shores of Ireland, you'd be amazed at what's down there. You would think like you're in another planet nearly. There's just so much going on down there that we don't know about. I suppose what we're trying to do is to help people be more aware of that. Like, this is in our back garden.
Hi, I'm Maria. I'm the new Education and Public Engagement Officer at Galway Atlanta Aquaria. Sponges are definitely not well known as animals. Actually, most of people think they are plants, but they are not. They are animals. They are probably the simplest animals we can think of. They don't have proper tissues, but they are actually much more complex than we can think. They are much closer to us as well than we can think, in the sense that, in a way, as plants, they can, to defend themselves, they produce what they are called bioactive compounds. These compounds can have also anti-tumor properties.
Is NUIG researching the anti-cancer properties of sponges?
Yes, they are. There are actually a few groups working on that, on the different, not only the cancer, but also other properties of these compounds. There is actually a big research going on natural products from sponges and other marine organisms.
These would be sponges that would be found in Irish waters?
Yes, Yeah, definitely, yes.
When you think of medical devices, you don't necessarily think of a biomaterial, or you don't think of us replicating something that happens in nature and using it in a medical device that can be used in healthcare. The researchers at Coram, it's amazing the new discoveries they're making when you think of the use of hydrogels to deliver medicines, natural glues to repair wounds, and, you know, for sticking things together. That sounds highly technical, doesn't it? But it is. It's just mind-blowing. And I suppose at the end of the day, as humans, we tend to focus on what is relevant to us in our lives. And it is often a struggle to ask people to make change for the environment, so to act in a more sustainable manner. But I think one of the things we saw probably with COVID was how quickly people will change a habit when their life depends on it. That is really the bottom line of this exhibit, is that the ocean, our life depends on it in all different ways, but in medical discoveries as well. And these, you know, living things that are found in our ocean and in deep sea, if we don't conserve those areas now, they could be gone before we have even discovered them or discovered their properties. You know, we'll never even realize, because we'll have destroyed it first. It's been an incredible opportunity to develop this exhibit with Coram here at the aquarium, to be able to show that link between the world of medical devices and the natural world of the ocean.
33% of the world's contact lenses are manufactured here in Ireland. And another example is that 80% of the world's stents are produced here in Ireland. We are world leaders in medical device production, and we should be proud of that.
Yeah, interesting stuff there. That was Dr. Sarah Gundy of NUI Galway's Coram SFI Research Centre for Medical Devices speaking to Lorna Siggins. And Dr. Noreen Burke says that the exhibition at the Galway Atlantiquaria is going to run for the next 5 years, so you have lots of time to get there, but there'll be regular updates as they go along as well.